Hello, Bobcast fans. I'm Dr. Indikini, Iar Taoiseach, and Honorary President of the Kellens Kicks Archive.
Iar Taoiseach, is that because you look like you're made out of wax?
No, ringer, it means former Taoiseach. Get it right.
All right, Dippity Kenny. So what archive are we looking back on this time, huh?
Actually, I was thinking of calling it my archive jive.
But you were speaking Irish a minute ago, now you want to speak jive.
I'm fluent in jive, you know. I'm a Hepcat Hoochie Coocher. Ain't taking no more Jeff from the G-Man.
I haven't a clue what you're talking
about. We're gonna slim it to the man like a mother.
Anyway, we're looking back on 2013. Go on.
Yes. Kellens Kicks is 5 years old now, half decade.
Oh.
And this episode looked back on a wild year.
'Twas the time of horse meat, the year of the two popes.
Lucinda Cretton's conscience, of course, remember that? They were the Anglo tapes.
Oh.
Ooh. And Trapattoni stepped down as Irish manager.
Just like you did, and no one's heard of Trap since, huh?
Why don't you make like a Trappist monk, G-Man, and shut your junk?
Shimon.
Thanks for listening, Bobcast fans.
Go on.
Subscribe to the Bobcast on the iTunes, Acast, and other platform providers, and enjoy Kellens Kicks 2013, baby.
Up ya, by ya.
Good morning, Kickers. To mark the end of 2013, we reflect on the good times and the bad. We also give clemency to those who have done ill to society during the year by giving them temporary release from their incarceration.
The light! The light! Vladimir, happy Christmas to you!
It's Varadkar, Taoiseach, and it's New Year's Eve now.
The handlers have given me a week off! Hooray!
Wait, did you say it was New Year's Eve?
Indeed I did. The close of the gathering, no less. One of my greatest achievements, aside from keeping you out of the spotlight, away from debates, interviews.
In order to allow me concentrate on important matters of state, like photobombing, high-fiving children, and cycling.
And ringing bells.
Yes, and tonight I'll be ringing in the new year.
I love my bell, Leo.
But first of all, let's reflect on the year that's been.
Ooh.
I want to take you back to January, Taoiseach, and the horsemeat scandal.
Yes.
Which happened on Simon Coveney's watch, I might add.
Oh, he should have kept his stupid mouth shut. He's like the boy who cried, sheep.
Something like that.
Welcome along to the feature race of the afternoon, the ABB sponsored I Can't Believe It's Not Beefsteaks, with 10 riders going for the Galway plate, and they're off. Straight into the lead goes DNA Test, just ahead of Tesco Burger, and coming up on the inside is Aldi Lasagna, followed by the Supermax trained Rangeland, then Silver Crest, followed by Mass Hysteria, and the back marker Coveney Dithers is drifting away from the field. Here comes late mover Findus Crispy Pancake, followed by Blame the Poles, and No One Will Remember This by Winter is finishing strongly. DNA Test has lost momentum. There's no sign either of Silver Crest or Aldi Burger now. Mass Hysteria has also faded, and the rank outsider Blame the Poles is looking good, but No One Will Remember This by Winter has come out of nowhere. It's 3 lengths ahead of Blame the Poles, and he's past the post. He's won the I Can't Believe It's Not Beefsteaks, and his head will be on the Galway plate. That's a big surprise after all the talk, and Larry Goodman is up there in the corporate box somewhere with a big smile on his face.
Hi there, I'm Dobbo with the top stories of 2013. In February, the Roman Church announced the resignation of Pope Benedict. It seems the Vatican lost patience with the former Nazi youth, and in March, they plumped for the former supporter of the Pinochet regime, Francis, instead. At a youthful 77 years of age, and with just one lung, Francis was just the burst of youth and vitality the Catholic Church needed. And I was there for the white smoke, along with most of RT.
Good afternoon. Or perhaps in the week that's in it, bonus tempest post meridianus. I'm joined here on St. Peter's Square itself in the Vatican,
yeah,
with my colleague Brian Dobson and about 1,400 RTE reporters.
Right.
Privileged to be here for this most historic moment in history, the election of Pope Francis.
Yes.
Benedictat Papa. Oh, joy of joys.
Yes, we've been here for weeks now, Sean, just for a papal conclave. Bore of ages. I'd rather listen to Radio Nagulakti.
Is Is that all you can say after the Holy Spirit itself chose our leader?
A new pope, yes, even looks like a pope. The only change is that he prefers sandals over those little red Pradas.
But what about the drama, the excitement, the symbolism of all that wonderful, rolling, majestic Latin phraseology?
I repeat, Sean, there's a new pope, end of story. Just like our lot got a new Archbishop of Canterbury only a few months ago. Ha. Oddly enough, I don't remember Ortiz sending me to Lambeth Place for that gig.
Oh, yes. Mm. The so-called Anglican tradition.
Well, hold on a minute there, Monsignor. What exactly are you insinuating here?
Gay priests and women bishops, the incessant hymns.
Ah, but don't forget the major advantage, O'Rourke.
What's that?
No confession, thank Protestant God. Anyway, I have to go. Tempus prandium pro.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that particular phrase. Hang on till I get my catechism, Dobble.
It means time for lunch, Sean. Goodbye. Taxi.
Oh, good afternoon.
March was also the month when the Lowry tapes emerged. RTE was too busy salivating over the new pope to cover the story, but they were broadcast on my programme on TV3. Here we now rebroadcast this scandalous episode in Irish life for all the world to hear.
Hello, Holy Cross, Ising Son.
Hello, I'd like to order a takeaway, please, for delivery.
Yes, name and address?
Tis Lowry, Holy Cross. You'll know the house it is, a large extension.
And what would you like to order, Mr. Lowry?
I'll have a chicken chow mein. And listen,
sure.
Will you protect me just a little bit on this?
Okay.
If it comes out that I had a meal with such a high saturated fat content, I'd be fucking ruined.
Yeah, no problem.
For Jesus' sake, don't land me in it, I'm fucking begging you.
Will you like prawn crackers with that?
Come here and I tell you, I haven't put the prawn crackers through the diet plan or anything. I haven't declared them to Dr. Ava.
Okay.
So I'm begging you here not to say anything. I'm fucking destroyed already.
Okay, about 20 minutes.
Okay, just between us.
Yes, sir?
Can I have a free can of Club Orange?
Okay, Mr. Lowry, sir.
Don't fucking land me in it now.
Okay, Mr. Lowry, sir.
God bless you. Have you a vote in North Tip, by the way? I'll get you again.
Sure thing. Bye-bye.
Oh, Larry is great fun.
That report really made me shed a tear, I can tell you.
Oh, yes, the Moriarty report. Yeah.
No, not that one. I'm not allowed to talk about that one. The Magdalene report.
Indeed, we were all moved by your tears in the Doyle that day. Who would have thought you'd have the capacity to read the entire...
Read it? Are you mad?
What?
It was massive. No. I used it as a chopping board and I was cutting onions before leaders' questions that day, you lummox.
Oh, my God.
But anyway,
God.
Remember our triumph at the Meath by-election? By gump, 'twas a bright day in March.
Yes.
Helen McEntee topped the poll. Labour came fifth and I felt I was invincible.
Oh, yes, they were good times.
I'm the manager, sir. I hear you're looking for me.
Yes, I demand you give this woman a mortgage.
Right,
all right.
Well, with respect, it doesn't really work like that, Taoiseach.
I insist on it. I leave you to work out the details. Right, Leo, come on.
Well, that was most unexpected.
Where are we going next?
Well, there are a few more local businesses
here.
Hey,
you over there, do you run this dry cleaning shop?
Who, me?
Taoiseach, what are you doing?
I demand you clean this man's suit.
I beg your pardon.
Look at it. It's in an awful state. Is that ketchup on it, is it?
I think it is, yes.
Get it sorted. And you?
Up yours.
You and the baker fella, give that fat woman behind you free cake.
Oh, God.
I insist on it.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
By God, Leo.
Yes.
Endel, fix it, huh?
What?
Huh?
Hey, Taoiseach, can I get an Uzi?
Certainly, Garda.
No.
Leo, organise a jacuzzi for the officer there, will you?
I don't think he wants a jacuzzi. He wants a...
You know, we could take this all around the country, Leo.
What?
People would write to me, ask me to fix things for them. We could have...
No.
Little badges and medals, the whole lot. Endel, fix it for me. Think about it.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I could jog around children's hospitals in a range of colourful tracksuits, if you will. Really connect with all the guys and the gals.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Hey, you, the pharmacist.
What?
Sort out them three old fellas in the bus stop with condoms.
Right.
They could do with a good threesome by the look of them. How are you?
Hello.
I'm so glad you're home.
Thanks.
How was the cabinet meeting?
That's all right. Labour's sticking their nose into the department again.
Aren't I lucky I'm married to a doctor?
Ah.
I've had a sick stomach all day.
Ah.
I wonder if you can do something for me.
I certainly can. Just hold on there a minute and I'll be with you now. There we go. Yeah.
What are you doing, James?
Oh, I had to get the trolley from the kitchen, love.
Why?
Just lie up in it there and I should be able to get to you by about Thursday.
Oh.
During the course of the year, many people were caught doing silly things.
Mick Wallace driving while using his phone, nul point. Ming Flanagan caught twice using his on Doyle business, nul point also. Then revelations about the past, how Ireland's greatest chick-lit author was stopped at a checkpoint but couldn't give a breath test due to his asthma. But the biggest story of all came in the summer when Paul the Hack Williams revealed taped phone conversations that shocked the entire nation and embarrassed Ireland from Berlin to Transylvania.
Government buildings, hello?
Put me through to the Taoiseach, Lord Bernie.
Please hold, Minister.
Oh, is she hanging, Phil?
Fun and games, Taoiseach. It's better than manual labour, I suppose.
Yeah. Who's he, a Spanish MEP?
Listen, the first payments are due in July.
Right, and what did you say to them? What are we calling this?
A local property tax. Oh. So I said to them, all of them, we need about 0.18% of the value of your home.
Hey, the value, which is nothing.
zero.
Come here, 0.18%. Where'd you get that number from?
Well, as Noonan says, I plucked it out of Merkel's arse.
So what's the strategy here, Phil? What are we doing?
Yeah, well, we're calling it the property tax, but the reality is we need a lot more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the strategy is you pull them in,
yeah,
and then you have to keep giving, like, to have the checkbook out.
Yeah, give me the moolah, or else we'll hand the f***ing keys to the Germans right now. They'll have to keep giving.
Exactly, the rates will keep creeping up, and then the water charges,
except
your tanks will go up, a few more quid in the bottles of wine. A bit of a drip, you know.
A drip, but enough about Micheál Martin.
Aye. Keep mentioning Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, yeah.
We done nothing, so we're just following German orders, like.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour de...
That's the French anthem you're singing, Taoiseach.
Oh, all right. Listen, I have to dash, Phil. I have to go help Eamon Gilmore remove his head from his arse. Oh, another day, another billion.
Colin kicks the year!
We're never going to forget the long, hot summer of 2013. The heat wave was a nightmare for my gout, not to mention my erectile dysfunction. But it also marked one of the biggest scandals of the year, when Warren Gatlin decided to drop Brian O'Driscoll from the final Lions test.
You've reached Warren Gatlin. Please leave a message, or Adil niggas, as they say in Wales.
Hi, Warren, it's Brian here. Look, there's a rumour going around that I'm not going to be in the team. Could you give me a ring back, please? Thanks.
Hello, this is Warren Gatland. I'm a bit snowed under here at the minute. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, Warren, it's Popey here. People have started suddenly making Kiwi cheap jokes. What are you doing over there in Furness?
Warren here, leave a message. I'm up to my tits, or riff head a fittits, as they say in Wales.
Warren, look, I know I'm not on the team now. I'm pretty devo. Amy's making sheep jokes. Sadie won't settle. Bodocalypse is trending on Twitter. And Hitler's made a YouTube video. Still, best luck on Saturday. Thanks, man.
Hi, Gatti, this is Tom Jones. I hear you're giving any Welshman a jersey for the last test. Any chance of a game, son? I'm available, call me back. Oh, and there's a few Irish outside your place and they're burning down your house. Yeah.
Collins Kicks!
Hail Lucinda, full of grace, Peter Matthews is with thee. Blessed art thou without the party whip, and blessed is the fruit of the nation's wombs, Jesus. Pray for us in the Reform Alliance, ooh-ah, up the ra. Let them never forget the sin Phil Hogan committed when he threw me out of the party for voting against the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill in July.
Now, I know this is very difficult for you, being a woman, Lucinda, so I'll let you make up your mind there on your own, and I'll be back to you in a few.
Thank you, Phil. I just need to consult my conscience, just to be sure.
Take as long as you like. See ya.
Right, Lucinda. I'm either with the rest of the party, or I'm out. Conscience, don't fail me now.
Sorry, what?
Are you asking me? That's a first.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought the property tax was a little mean. Then I said, it's a bit cruel to cut resources for people with disabilities. And you said...
I had to take collective responsibility.
You didn't listen to me either when I suggested you should stop dressing like Hillary Clinton.
I was going for the Thatcher look. Anyway... Can I really sacrifice my important role in Europe?
The ministerial carpooling?
Can I turn my back on Lithuania as it struggles to run Brussels without me?
The salary is huge and the expenses, oh my!
There's no doubt they will kick me out if I don't decide with them.
You'll be sitting down the back with Terence Nobody and Peter Doesn't Matthews.
All right, Lucinda, I hope you've consulted your conscience. What's it going to be?
I've decided.
Do the right thing for you.
I've...
Look at the state of this beast.
I'm...
Do you want to end up like him? Do you? Well,
I'm going for...
Answer me.
I'm going to go for the side salad.
The Hamptons, the golden era. The tempo of the States had changed sharply. Buildings were bigger, parties were bigger, morals were looser, and liquor was cheaper.
Two glasses of champagne, please. One for each hand.
The restlessness approached hysteria.
He's a man of mystery.
Goes by the name Dunner. I don't think he really exists.
Do you know him?
Sean Dunn? Who is this Dunner?
I beg your pardon, Miss Killalay. Mr. Dunn would like to see you. Alone.
I'm certainly glad to make your acquaintance again, Mr. Dunn.
None of that. I'm thrilled to see you and all.
When I first made Mr. Dunn's acquaintance, I discovered a man of fine breeding.
This frickin' champagne is too cold. Stick it in the microwave for a minute, will ya? And throw a splash of red lemonade on it.
You always look so cool.
Huh?
The man in the cool, beautiful shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard the most shocking news. Shocking news.
Happiness can't last forever.
I wish we could just run away.
Everything is in your name now, love.
Mr. Dunn, sir.
Not now. What kind of a row are you trying to cause in my house?
Is it not my house now?
A story of love and excess, of money and suspicions. The Great Dunner. Can't repeat the past?
Oh, so we'll give it a lash anyway.
If you only see one film this summer, it's probably one more than Bill O'Herlihy will see.
Yippee!
The Great Dunner in cinemas now.
Of course, lovely Claire, you had a new baby this year. Are you still thrilled?
Well, yes, it's hard work though, especially coming back to work after just 3 months.
Of course, I came back an hour after having my eighth.
I'm not surprised.
Of course, at one point this year, I was also caring for the elderly.
Oh, yes. Pat, remember him?
Aww.
Departed Montrose after 40 years working for RTE.
Well, if you include holidays, he only actually worked for 12 of them.
But we had such good times on primetime.
Oh yeah, we did. Poor Pat.
Miriam, does the old dear take sugar?
I'm perfectly capable of answering for myself.
I'll ask him, Claire.
What?
You're looking very well today, aren't you?
Now, hang on a second.
Would you like sugar in your cocoa?
Look, I feel fine. I don't take sugar, and it's not cocoa. It's actually cafe mocha with vanilla. Stop tucking that napkin into my shirt.
They're always a bit grumpy when they don't get their sleep.
I think he was up very late last night.
Oh, for
I'm just telling Claire that you were up very late last night. Way past 9 o'clock.
I'm beginning to really...
Does he want to go to the toilet?
I'll ask him, Claire.
There's no need to...
Do you want to do your wee-wee?
I've just about had enough of this. I'm leaving. I'll be taking this for...
That's got rid of him.
Miriam?
Yes, Claire?
You're looking very well today in that lovely purple dress.
Once more, honey?
Do you want to go walkies?
Talk to me like that once more and you'll find out just how healthy I really am. Genuinely.
Now, what a great year for the GAA. Dublin won, Sam, but Mayo got the curse yet again. How do you sum it up, Pat Spillane?
Well, Leinster football is tops, as you know. Munster is in good hands because of that magic semi-final between the Dubs and Kerry.
Mm.
And in Ulster, Monaghan won the Puke football title.
What do you think of football in Connacht?
Be dead. I think that'd be a great idea.
Ha! Well, an unforgettable year for you, Joe Brawley. Donating a kidney and then taking a scalpel to Sean Kavanagh. Would you be so brave if you'd taken on Davy Fitz?
Ah, come on, for God's sake, Marty. Davy Fitz is only 4'2".
A veritable giant compared to me.
But he's only half a person. You know, you can forget about him as far as he's a man, Marty.
Well, overall, not a great year in golf. Terrible for rugby, worse for soccer. But the GAA, well, We win every time.
It's just incredible. It's that feeling of being there when Lara Corbett's ribs got broken. It's unbeatable, like.
If you're lucky enough to have a Golden Hill 16 ticket, you might see Paul Galvin get spat at. Infectious. Literally.
Every man, woman and child from the county was there the day Paddy McBearty got bitten. I mean, I started to bite my own nails just so I could feel part of the team.
It was a dream start. Someone shouted sectarian abuse at Drew Wiley. And after that, there was only going to be one winner. It was a moment of history, and I was so glad to be there.
It was an unbelievable match. I think two players ended up in hospital. One of them had serious head injuries, and they were just the reserves. Imagine what it'll be like at senior level. It'll be incredible.
The GAA Championships. Biting, spitting, fighting, gouging, and new for the 2013 season, sectarian abuse. The GAA. Nothing beats being there.
I gotta say, fair play to Davy Fitz and Shane O'Donnell. You know, hurling is my favourite sport after all, Martin.
Sir Alex did tell me you used to hurl a lot after a few late nights in your early days at Old Trafford.
Are you trying to be funny or something?
No.
All right.
No, no.
Just thank your lucky stars that Trapattoni had to go in September.
Well, the writing was on the wall when they only got a draw with Austria and Trap went to confession.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yes, my son.
Kiss me, father, for I have cinnamon. It's 5 Monty Python since my last cornetto.
Confession, the Germany game.
Si, padre. 6-1 news. No easy with the donkeys.
And you did your penance?
Si, padre. 1,000 Hail Maureens, and I play Houlihan for friendly.
Good, my son. Now, tell me your sins.
My waddy, we just make sketch with Austria.
Sketch? Oh, draw.
Si.
These things happen. And how did Houlihan play?
I lies him on the bench, padre.
You left him on the bench?
Si.
Oh, that is a mortaler.
I ask for forgan exchange of bod.
God will forgive you. Your penance is to climb Croke Patrick in your bare feet, backwards, when it is snowing.
Si, I will do that, padre, as God is my Weetabix.
You are also to forgive your enemies.
Oh.
Telephone Darren Gibson. Tell him you are sorry.
My waddy, if I mustard.
And visit Dunphy. Give him a hug. Tell him you love him. And that you'll all... My son? My son?
Ciao.
My son, don't you want to finish your confession?
Allora, padre, you go too far and away with Tom Cruise. I am Protestant now. Ulster say now.
You know, Leo, there have been a few examples of how stupid the Irish people have been over the years.
Yeah.
They went mad borrowing, then they got confused during the Senate referendum.
Indeed.
Just when Norris's ark looked like it was about to sink, the simple people couldn't understand the ballot papers and steered his ship to dry land with a gentle wallop.
Ugh.
The poor simpletons.
A travesty.
Then in December, a mighty present for the Irish people.
The exit from the bailout. Minister Noonan was so clever, especially the way he chose to leave the bailout without a precautionary line of credit or a parachute, if you will.
Don't fucking remind me.
I'm on the plane home from Brussels, lads, and this has been a monumental week. I'd like to thank my friends in Germany, myself, and the media, especially the Irish Times. They're never afraid to get to the bottom of any story about the government and kiss it. I can't believe how wonderful we are. We slash public services, rob the poor, the old ones, and the whinging disabled. And as for those responsible for the crisis, well, we have to continue paying their pensions, for who else will keep Grafton Street and Brown Thomas in business come Christmas. Now, to celebrate this historic week, our athletic Taoiseach is about to carry out a skydive.
Yes.
Are you ready there, Enda? I'm going to open the door now.
Just hold on a minute there, Michael. Oh, fucking hell, Michael. Shouldn't you have given me a parachute?
Aaron, don't be such a wuss. I don't like to bother with our precautions or fallbacks or soft landings and the like. Off you go now, Taoiseach. Good luck.
Well, that's it, the end of another year, Mr. President.
Time for my annual reflection, Kevin.
I have the NUCD ready.
To all my subjects, one can assure you, I have my hand firmly on Ireland's heart.
And I have mine on the President's.
We have come far from the days when Fianna Fáil wrecked the country, leading to catastrophes.
Yes.
Like a loss of sovereignty, or Enda Kenny winning office through no hand, act, or part of his own. After 35 empty years in the Dáil, he then tripped into the seat of power.
True.
You still seek justice for the wrongs done to our nation.
Yes.
Let us hope in 2014 anyone who is found guilty faces the maximum penalty, a €500 fine and 3 hours of community service. And developers serve their sentence.
Yes.
A 1 year bankruptcy holiday in London, returning with a clean slate, while you pay for their old one. Next year, one will, in solidarity, visit a family who now rely on state benefits to get by. A broken home with delinquent children, or the royal family as they're known. Finally, in the true spirit of 2013, raise a glass to the poor at midnight tonight, then quickly top it up when no one is looking. If you ask yourself, have we no hope left? One says, kneel.
The pleasure's all mine, Mr. President.
It is not what I meant, Kevin. Get up off your knees.
Sorry.
Banachtí na féile sconari an vlian no liv.
What?
From your great poet and president, Michael D. and Sabina.
And Kevin.
Oh, you're quite the card, Kevin.
Happy New Year.
Callan's kicks will return. Yes.